creative activity is not without its boundaries. I say this not, of course, to steal away the intoxicating freedom that's so central to the spirit of creativity. I instead mean to draw attention to the dynamic environments in which we compose. Environmental elements signal to us possibility, not restriction. It is a possibility generated by each of the elements' openness to relate to one another in myriad ways. Without recognizing each of them individually, we just wouldn't know what we could do there. And it's so important that we do, because we, the composers, the creators, we set that relating in motion in specific ways. So let's look together at the digital environment that enabled the very composition now filling your ears.
This segment is brought to you courtesy of GarageBand, developed for and distributed by Apple Incorporated since 2004.
German composer extraordinaire Ludwig van Beethoven thought of his aptitude for music as built from within the music itself. He writes,
"I am electrical by nature. Music is the electric soil in which the spirit lives, thinks, and invents."
The sentiment is a beautiful one. It also reflects the scientific principles of his time, those that attributed the force of things in the world to things like magnetism and bioelectricity. But the even more profound work of his statement is the implied recognition of the vibrancy of objects. We might say that, more than merely a humble composer, he also fashions himself here as a vital materialist. For him, the vibrant and living soil that is music makes possible the work of the composer. This is quite unlike a human-centered view of production, wherein the materials of a composition remain indebted to the producer. The truth of the matter is that these potential relationships, and the occasion of objects finding romance with one another, is always already at stake, even without our help. Beethoven seemed to understand this. It's unlikely that Beethoven sat for an iTunes live session, so the fact that the music track now playing is one of Beethoven's own is evidence that a musical composition, in this case the Sonata No. 14, is not a product of the producer so much as it is a product of the relations that that producer helped to set in motion. The track is not a recording of Beethoven playing the piano, but we continue to regard the composition as his own because he left his footprint in an environment marked by ebony and ivory keys, tilling the soil in a way specific for their current harmony. So what does this mean for us? Although you or even I may not always be aware, this very podcast is a product of the environments in which it was produced. And given that my apartment is currently undergoing a complex series of loud repairs unrelated to my use of the space,
it wasn't me.
I've had to give myself over to the particularities of the environment in ways even more obvious than usual. For instance, I can only record when it's quiet, so all construction time is out. And I find it best to adhere to my building's quiet enjoyment policy by refraining from guitar playing early in the morning. This explains why it's 1 in the afternoon and I'm hunched over a microphone, strumming away now that my neighbors are off to work, or wherever it is that they go. Waiting for this more opportune time constitutes my answer to the demands of the digital environment. I cannot properly affect relations within it if I am not aware of their individual particularity. Because I cannot edit around background noise, I wait for quiet. Into GarageBand my strums go, brought to the interface by way of a powerhouse little microphone on loan to me. Once joined with the interface, the sounds I produce meet a range of stock sounds and mastering effects. The sound of my acoustic guitar finds further refinement with options to add reverb and otherwise manipulate its recorded quality. Because I'm not a trained musician, and because I wanted this podcast to be made nearly entirely of content created by me, these enhancements are more than welcome. Remember that very first piano interlude? not Sonata number 14, but that much more simplistic number that opened the podcast. Here, this one. You see, I composed that using the touchscreen keyboard that is part of my iPad's GarageBand application. The keyboard is one of many software instruments, that is, as opposed to real instruments, referenced in the program. That the digital application represents, both visually and in its functionality, the types of compositional tools available as they are beyond the digital space is a curious matter. And while the distinction between software and real instruments is as problematic as any variable of the divide between natural and artificial, it's at least useful for distinguishing between the kinds of tools available for manipulating the digital environment. The reason why pointing to these things sheds any sort of light on the nature of GarageBand as a digital environment might be best articulated using the 7 rhetorical processes proposed by rhetoric scholar Lori Grease. Doing so might show us that recognizing the features of an environment helps us not to know it entirely, but to see how it works. Knowing this much can help us identify those important rhetorical processes at work, encouraging us to see an environment in light of its affectability, its constraints, and the possibilities that arise from the various potential relations between its elements. It is the first and final rhetorical processes, production and consequentiality, that appear most vibrant here. We've already discussed the production element, seeing how Beethoven's organized musical relations live on without him as producer. And consequentiality seems to play an especially important role here too. In this way, the creators of GarageBand have generated a creative space marked by boundaries that enable users to make all sorts of connections in the name of the environment. With the environment functioning in this way, users are enabled to create what could be classified in the art world as relational art. Users work with what they're given, forging connections between those elements specific to the vibrancy they see in them, just as Beethoven stirred the soil with his musical spirit. GarageBand, then, is a place of participatory art, the kind created and enacted by the manipulation of constitutive objects and effects.